Welcome to Sports Hour. Listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Lapp.
It is Thursday, final edition of Sports Hour of the Week. Aaron Valentino here with you today on this Thursday. And joining me today, it is not Brandon Ladd. It is, of course, Michael Gross of the Hot Corner, of the Oswegonian, of WTOP 10, of everywhere. Mike, how are we feeling on this Thursday, really rainy afternoon?
There's a saying, okay? Stressed backwards is desserts.
Yes. All right. It doesn't seem like that's the case, though.
No. It's fine. But normally, after being stressed out comes desserts. So right. I'm waiting so that we are no longer stressed out, or at least I am no longer stressed out, right, to get my desserts. Because yeah, that is my motto today.
Today. Well, not only that, this weekend as well.
Yeah.
Brian Rudman, he's gone. He already sent me the text. He has left. He is off for Goshen, New York for the weekend. So you got no Brian, and you got two women's soccer games this weekend to handle.
Yeah.
He quote-unquote gave you the keys to the kingdom.
King in the castle.
The current king in the castle of WTOP 10 Sports, that is, yes, Michael Gross. No Brandon Ladd today. Not feeling well, under the weather.
Slightly.
Gross is claiming he's stressed. Not claiming. He is stressed because, you know, of certain things going on with a certain paper. And Gross is stepping up in a big way today, helping me out with Sports Hour and helping out with the Gonian. Abby Conley and Annika Wickham, I'm sure, really appreciate all the help you're giving to them over there. But it's going to be a good paper, I feel like. I feel like it's going to be a good paper this week. Make sure you pick it up tomorrow. Your circulation director, Michael Gross, will be delivering said paper
at
5 a.m. tomorrow. So, yeah, you think it's going to be good this week?
Over, under... Oh, no, well, yes, to answer that question.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I think it's going to be a great paper this week. We're ahead of schedule in sports, and I think everything else is going smoothly. But over, under 2.5 hours of sleep tonight for me.
Well, it depends on, like, are you planning on doing prep for this women's soccer game?
He said under. And yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. So, I would probably go. I'd say over, but, like, three
marginally.
Hours. Like 3 hours. Yeah. What did you say? 2.5?
2.5.
Yeah, I would say 3.5 hours, I would say, personally.
Plus, you know, I haven't been able to sleep because of those Yankees.
Yes.
Luckily.
Which we're going to get to.
I'm able to be able to sleep.
Yes.
Now,
so. Before we get to that, though, Oswego Media Day yesterday, Hockey Media Day, excuse me, was yesterday. Press conferences for both the women's and the men's team yesterday. It was a super exciting day. It was good to see Coach Digby, Coach Gosick, Travis Broman, Felomina Tager. It was good to see all of everybody yesterday for the first time in, you know, over a year. Coach Gosick and Coach Digby giving some thoughts on the season, some players giving some thoughts on the season. And Gross, it just, you know, it felt good to see everybody again. It felt, you know, again, one of the many times this year is, you know, there were still some restrictions and things like that, but it felt normal. There was a sense of normalcy to yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, getting back to normal is really just, I think, everyone's goal, right? I mean, getting back out on the ice and everything. I have a quote from Gosek that's going to be in the paper tomorrow. He said, you don't learn to fully appreciate something until it's taken away from you. We are looking forward to getting on the ice, having fun, and regaining some type of normalcy as far as practice every day, being around the players, getting prepared for games. Our staff all feels the same way in getting to do something that we love again, and we could not be happier. And that was the one quote, that was one of the quotes that resonated with me from yesterday, because they're getting back to normal. They are. Like you said, it felt normal. Them being on the ice, taking their pictures, right, in their jerseys, full, you know,
new
pads
jerseys.
And skates. New jerseys.
Let me tell you something, folks. These jerseys, you better come out to MCC because these new jerseys are looking very fine.
Fresh.
Yeah, absolutely fresh. I like the stripe. I don't want to give too much away, but no, I like the stripe.
And
on the,
and
yeah.
the around. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a great job. They did a great job. 21 new players for the Oswego State men's hockey team this yep. year, which is, you know, kind of exciting, kind of nerve-wracking. It's hard, though. Like, it's very funny. I don't know how they're going to play this year. I think Gosek will even – Gosek said it yesterday. He's like, I don't know how we're going to be this year. You know, there's 21 new players. But it's hard not walking out of that press conference yesterday and thinking to yourself, man, these guys are going to – you know, they're going to win the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to, like, stay focused and being like, there's so many factors that go into a season. And, you know – 2 years ago, we thought they were going to win the national championship, and they came up a little bit short of that, which is fine. They still had a great season, but you know, it's hard not to get really excited for what's ahead this winter.
He talked about it yesterday. I don't want to give too much away from yesterday either, because you can read about it tomorrow.
Yes, you can
in
read
your
about it. You can also read about it on the WNYO blog.
You can. That is up right now.
Yes, that's
even.
Up right
so
now.
So if you wanted to read that while you're listening or on a break, yeah. please do. But he also talked about yesterday, Gosek, that there is a certain feeling in the air. There is a certain optimism that surrounds the team, the community. Everybody can kind of just
yeah,
tell.
You know, like, can kind of
this
feel
year,
it.
It feels different.
Yeah.
It does. And not just because of COVID, but because of the level of talent
yeah.
that everybody has.
Yeah. It's going to be a super exciting season. October 16th, things are going to kick off with the preseason game. The official season begins October 30th, right?
The official season. Or is it the 29th? It might
it's
be the
29th or the 30th. I can't remember
I think
off
it's,
the top of my head.
I think it's the 29th because they play a 29th and 30th.
Yes. So the official season puck drop on October 29th, October 16th for Utica exhibition game. Super exciting stuff. We'll have you covered all three media orgs. So it's going to be, we're just excited for hockey to be back in MCC and for ice to be in the arena again, which has been super nice to look at.
My feet were cold yesterday.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yes. It must have, yeah, felt great. It just felt great to be in the arena again yesterday. All right, let's get to some sports that actually happened last night. Of course, we're going to start with the New York Yankees. Of course, they get a big win yesterday by a final score of 7-3 over the Texas Rangers and move back into the second wild card spot. Michael Gross.
Yeah, I was worried. This is, I don't even want to call this a trap series, because the next three series against the Boston Red Sox, Toronto Blue Jays, and the Tampa Bay Rays is life or death, and it's going up against three of the best teams in the American League. And so this series could have been a trap series. If you didn't sweep the Texas Rangers, you have zero confidence going in to the next three series, then the last nine games of the season, and that's just, or the last 10 games, whatever it is, and there goes your morale. And so you go in and you sweep the Rangers, which is, might I add, something you're supposed to do, right? And the Yankees haven't been able to do that all year. They have not been able to complete the sweep, and they went and did that. And it feels good. And I think that gives them a little bit of confidence. Gary Sanchez hit the ball. Joey Gallo has 7 home runs in his last 12 games. He's batting like 310, 315 in his last 12 games. It's got to feel good. And from a pitching standpoint, you get Luis Severino back. And you get Domingo Germán. Both out of the bullpen. So it feels good for the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm rarely a guy that says you need a sweep. Just because it's very hard to beat a team three times in any sport. So I'm really that guy. I want 2 out of 3 every single series. That is the goal, I think, for every single team. Every single series, you got to win 2 out of 3. But I said on Monday, I said, Yankees need a sweep. They absolutely do need a sweep, and this is a team they can get it done again. And they did. 4-3 on Monday. Then they crushed them 7-1 on Tuesday and get the job done yesterday with a 7-3 win. Now, Gross, they control their own destiny, which we'll get into a little bit later. 3 against the Red Sox, 3 against the Blue Jays, and 3 against the Tampa Bay Rays to end the season. The Yankees move back into the second wild card spot yesterday. And finally, the Mets, they don't help out their crosstown rivals yesterday. They get walloped by the Red Sox by a final score of 12-5. The one takeaway I took away from this game, Gross, Pete Alonso, 35 homers on the year. Top 10.
Really?
In the majors in homers. He's going to be a superstar. You all yell at me. This kid is on his way to something special,
you know,
man. 104 homers in 3 seasons, and one of them was a 60-game COVID
But you
season.
Said he's going to have 700 home runs in his career. That's what you said.
700 home
that's
runs, I might have been under the influence of certain, you know, things. But if you're telling me right now Pete Alonso can't hit 600 homers in his career,
no.
I mean, the dude is hitting 35, 40 home runs a year.
I can see 500. I can't see 6.
I think
500 puts him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah, Right. That's superstardom.
Okay, listen. Sure, is it stardom? Yes. Superstardom, that's a different level.
I'm telling you, I think Pete Alonso is going to be something really special. But they get walloped by the Red Sox 12-5. The only team that plays in the AL East tonight is the Toronto Blue Jays, and we will talk about that right after this break. We are going to take a little bit of a break. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Aaron Valentino, Michael Gross filling in for Brandon Ladd today on WNYO Sports Hour. Now, Gross, before we came on air, you asked me, what the heck is this song? And every new guest that comes on the show, I always play this song. Because there was one day where I was driving through Oswego, and this song came on just naturally, like in the rotation. And I was like, what the heck are we playing right now? It's called Old World, and it's by a band called Crying.
But you like this song, is that?
No, I don't really like it. I just think it's fascinating. Like, someone took the time and wrote this song, and then, like, years ago, like, I have to imagine this was years ago, the music director was like, or the alternative director was like, yeah, this song, and put it in the rotation.
Hashtag alternative.
Yeah, isn't that weird? What do you think of the song? I've been asking everyone's opinion about it.
I mean, it gave me a Super Mario vibe.
That's exactly what everybody said. That's exactly what I said. It's like a remastered Super Mario.
It's a song that should be in Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes. Right? That's a great.
It's a fantastic movie.
That's one of the underrated. It's Disney. Is it Disney
Pixar?
Oh, yeah. It's Disney Pixar, or is it just Disney? Ooh.
No, it's not Pixar.
Yeah, I don't think it's Pixar.
It's not Pixar. It's
Our
Disney,
producer
though.
Is telling us that it is not. It's not Pixar.
It's Disney, though.
Yeah, it's Disney. Yeah, that's underrated. That is definitely an underrated Disney film, for sure. Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. I saw Wreck-It Ralph, I think, in theaters.
So did I.
Because I think it came out. You know when it came out? I'm like 90% sure it came out like right after Sandy.
Yes.
Yeah. And so my house was out of power for 2 weeks, and I was staying with my cousin. Well, and like there was nothing for us to do. I was like 12, and my cousin was like 8. And, you know, we had my sister and a couple other kids. Mm-hmm. And my mom and like my aunt were like, all right, we got to get out of the house. So we just drove to the movie theater and saw Wreck-It Ralph. It was good.
I don't think we were out for 2 weeks. We must have been out for eight days.
I'm telling you right now, we were out for 2 weeks.
Something like that.
I didn't have school for 2 weeks.
Well, no. We were out of school for 2 weeks, but our power, I don't think, was out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think we did have, I feel like we had a generator because Irene, the year before, caused us to need a new generator or a generator.
So Irene, weirdly enough, and I lived in the woods with a bunch of trees, right, at the time. And Irene, weirdly enough, we lost power for a total of like 20 minutes. It was like a miracle.
Really?
And then Sandy hit out for 2 weeks, staying with my
cousin. Well, the difference between Irene and Sandy was Irene brought only rain.
Yeah.
Sandy brought both rain and wind.
Yeah. There's like literally, I remember driving on the streets of my town, and there was a transformer on the ground directly split in half.
Really?
Like split perfectly in half. It was unbelievable. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's it was absolutely nuts. But Wreck-It Ralph, so we went from an alternative song to Wreck-It Ralph to Transformers being split in half, folks. It's just how, it's just the way it works here, here on Sports Hour. Let's get back to sports. Here we go. New York Yankees get a big win yesterday, big series win. And Gross, I said before the break, you know, I'm not a guy that says, you know, teams need a sweep, or we really got to sweep this team going into this series, because it's hard to beat a team three times, no matter what your record is, no matter who you're playing. But I said the Yankees need a sweep, and they just got it done. I mean, they really desperately needed it. They got absolutely shellacked by the Indians on Sunday by a final score of 11-1. Lost the series to the Indians.
Well, they got shellacked on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, got shellacked on Saturday and Sunday. They came into this one, you know, with no momentum, able to get the sweep. And now, Gross, we got 2 weeks left in the season, and the New York Yankees control their fate. They hold their fate in the palms of their hand, Michael Gross.
Is it not like this every year?
I don't know if it's... I feel like in years past, they've just kind of, at this point, I feel like it's been kind of confirmed they're getting there. Last year, it was like this, for sure, because I remember being like, man, really? Like, they're not going to make the playoffs this year? And they did.
It's something about the Tampa Bay Rays.
I really, ever since, like, the 2009-2011-ish era about the Tampa Bay Rays.
I brought this up to Jake. I called him at 11 o'clock. I must have woke him up. I must have. He claims I didn't, but I must have woken up. And I said, and we talked about something that I'm guessing we will talk about this in a second, but Kevin Kiermaier taking the card after it fell out of the back pocket of Alejandro Kirk. We said something. I joked and said, "Oh, you know, Rays are cheating," even though I don't find that cheating. But I said to him, "Wouldn't it be really wild if something came out and in the last 4 years, because the Rays have like no big names, no money, right? But wouldn't it be wild if at some point it comes out that the Rays have been cheating?"
Yeah, and it gives the Yankees more excuses. Yeah,
this is just overthinking life in general. Right. You know, we're not like making any assumptions. We're just saying, hypothetically speaking, wouldn't it be something?
No, it would be. Well, listen, like if you would have said to me, you know, in 2017, Game 5 of the 2017 World Series is the greatest baseball game I've ever seen in my entire life. That was the game where it went to like extra innings. Every inning, somebody hit a home run. It's the greatest baseball game I've ever seen, I've ever watched with my own two eyes. And if you would have told me in that moment, you were going to look at this team, and I loved the 2017 Astros, absolutely adored them, loved Carlos Correa. He was one of my favorite players in the game at the time. I really liked George Springer. You know, how could you not like Jose Altuve at the time? I've always really liked Justin Verlander as well. If you would have told me in that moment, all of this you are going to be thinking about in a completely different manner in 4 years, I would have said, wouldn't that be something?
All a lie.
Yeah, all a lie.
Right. Well, I mean, I particularly did not like them because they stole an MVP and a World
Yankee
Series
fans
potentially
didn't like them to begin with. But you had to admire how good they were before you knew.
So you had to be like, all right, they did beat you. They beat you. That's what they did. So you have to be like, well, now you'd rather have them win than have another team beat them, and you'd be like the third best team or the fourth best team, right? But you lose in the ALCS, a heartbreaker, an absolute
heartbreaker.
Like there, nothing worse in my life.
You were a Garrett Cole away.
We were a Garrett Cole away. You're exactly right. But I hated Altuve. I still hate Altuve because he stole an MVP away from Aaron Judge.
No, I don't. Yeah, that's fair.
I hated Carlos Correa.
Yeah, see, that's where I differ.
I hate him still.
Right.
Because of everything that he said, done, gone back
now,
on his word.
Yeah, now
whatever.
Yeah.
I never really hated Michael Brantley. I always liked him with his time with the Indians, everything. But there was just, like, I couldn't blame the pitchers at the time, even though they knew about it.
No.
But I couldn't blame the pitchers. I could only blame the guys at the plate. That's what I did, and that's why I hated them. But for the Yankees, like you said, they have their own fate in their hand. They have the fate in their own hands, right? And so they have to go out and beat the Red Sox. They have to go out and beat the Blue Jays. They have to go out and beat the Rays. Nobody's saying they have to sweep them all.
Two out of three. Yankees magic number currently sits at 10. I was really happy today when I opened up the MLB Bat app, and I saw the ease among all the teams. Because they hadn't updated that yet, which was stupid. I don't know why they haven't.
The E's and the X's, yet.
Yes. So they finally updated that today, and now I can finally track the magic numbers, which is great. Yankees' magic number currently sits at 10 to make the postseason. Boston's magic number to clinch a postseason berth is currently at 8, which is which is super exciting to think about. Red Sox-Yankees wild card game. It's going to be like the highest rated wild card game in the history of the wild card game itself. Blue Jays, only team playing tonight. Yankees and Red Sox could get a free half game or lose a free half game. Or the Blue Jays could get a free half game. They're taking on the Twins tonight. Red Sox-Yankees off today. And then they play each other for 3 in Boston. Oh, boy. Red Sox fans are going to be... They're going to be a little bit all over the place. Yankees then will travel up to Toronto. Oh, they're on the road. I didn't realize this.
They're on the road for the Boston two important and Toronto series. Yep. Yeah. The Rays are not as important.
No, yeah, obviously.
Listen, every series from here on out is important, but the Rays are not as important for one reason and one reason only. You're chasing the Red Sox, and you're trying to fend off the Blue Jays.
Yeah. They're home for the Rays to end the year, but away for Red Sox and for Blue Jays. A little surprised that this Yankees-Red Sox game is not Fox's game of the week on Saturday. It's at 4:10. 7:10, that'll be on YES. 4:10 for Saturday, and then 7:08 Sunday night. Game of the week for ESPN, which I'm a little bit surprised that, you know, two of these games are not.
You know what I'm surprised about? They threw Sale yesterday against the Mets. Why wouldn't they wait a day?
Yeah, I would have probably waited.
And have Sale and Cole tonight. Or tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't really know the history of Chris Sale. I know some pitchers hate throwing on 6-7 days rest. But I don't know. They did get the sweep. They've won 7 in a row. They're up 2 games on the New York Yankees. So they got not a cushion, but you know, a little bit of wiggle room there. I don't know. Is Gerrit Cole in this series for the
pitching
Yankees?
So it's Cole, Cortez, and then Montgomery.
Right.
Friday to Sunday. And then it's Eovaldi, Pivetta, I think. The last one, yeah, Eduardo Rodriguez. So it's all pitchers with positive records and ERAs under 5. The only ERA under 4.
ERAs under 5.
At this point, that's kind of what you have to do. But the only one with an ERA under 4 is Nate Eovaldi on Friday night against Gerrit Cole.
Should be a good series. Yankees, Red Sox, they are tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Blue Jays tonight against Minnesota at 7:40. So Yankee fans are going to be watching that one very closely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's time for a little bit of a fantasy football chat. Plus, the Bills, they stomped the Dolphins 35-0 last week. Are they going to be able to continue that momentum? Plus, what are the Jets and Giants going to do to entertain us this week? Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Welcome to Sports Hour, back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9. Aaron Valentino and Michael Gross filling in for Brandon Ladd today on this rainy Thursday afternoon. It is wet out there, Michael Gross, like soaking wet. You walk outside 2 feet and you're absolutely soaked.
I think it was 4 steps from my car and my socks were already making that like that squishing noise and yes. Feeling like it was not good.
Yeah. It did not feel good. I am wet. I got the sweatpants on today. Mm-hmm. I got the hoodie on today. And I am just absolutely soaking wet. Still, my socks are wet. I'm going to have to go home and change my socks, which is never good.
Would you believe it? So I got here at probably around 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
My socks are still wet.
Yeah.
So and it's 3:26.
I got here. When did I get to? I got here around 1:30. And my socks are still wet. So we've 2 hours going on with wet socks. It's very unfortunate. But an absolute rainy day. But would you take the rain over the snow? It's tough, isn't it?
That's a tough question. Our producer here says yes, he takes the rain over the snow.
Because once the rain goes away, right, it's gone. The snow stays. You know?
Yeah, but the other issue is that you're not drenched after snow.
Right,
you're cold after snow,
yeah.
But you're not drenched
you're not
after snow,
and you don't have wet socks.
Well, and you don't have wet socks because you wear boots.
You have wet socks.
Yeah, but I wear boots.
Oh, you're smart
in the snow.
Yeah, so you're.
I don't wear sneakers, unless the only times I don't wear boots is when I'm running late and I have to get to hockey.
Right, exactly.
You know? So you wear.
We've all had this struggle of running, yes. Of our nice dress shoes getting ruined by the salt and slush and snow that Oswego State gives us. All right, it is a football Thursday here on WNYO Sports, so we're going to get to that. Jets, Giants, Bills, got a lot to get to. But first, Gross, we are in two fantasy leagues together this year.
Yes, yes, we are
in two. 12 Angry Men, that's the one for the trophy. That's the one for the most money. That is being conducted on the Sleeper app this year, which I don't know how I feel about. I'll say this. I like the little extras it gives us, right? Like telling us who made roster moves, telling us when a trade has been proposed.
And how about our little like emojis?
I like the, yes,
right?
I like the little mascots at the top of each game. I like the weekly report every single week. Like you were the worst, you were named worst manager.
I was in fact named, and I got a win.
Yes.
Named worst manager and still got a win.
And still got a win. You scored 173 points. Your team could have scored a total, though, of 216,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy to
think about. Yeah, just crazy.
But the app itself, like the basic app, like the basic fantasy football stuff that it should do, I don't know how I feel about it yet. Maybe because I'm not used to it. But everybody hates ESPN. Like everybody says all the time, oh, I hate ESPN for this, hate them for that. And like I've only used ESPN, and I thought it was a perfectly fine fantasy football app.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any issues with the ESPN app.
Yeah,
I thought it was good enough. It told me what I needed to know, and nothing more. And sometimes that's perfectly fine, you know, because when it tells you a million different things, you start to question yourself, all of your selections and everything. It's just, it's madness. But I also don't think Sleeper goes that much over the top. It definitely goes over the top.
Yeah.
But I also think it gives you good extra information. Yeah. There are some apps like Yahoo that gives you extra information that's not good, in my opinion.
I've never used Yahoo, but I know people that have, and they love it. They think it's like the best one.
I've used Yahoo for basketball and hockey.
Never for
football. I don't plan on it yet. There would need to be some steep buy-in for me to have to go all the way over to
100%. Also, the percentages in Sleeper, very wrong. I've been down to a 3% chance to win both my games. A 3% chance to win both my games to the first two times, and I've won both of them.
Yeah.
I'm 2-0.
Right now it says I have a 36% chance of beating Luke.
Yeah.
He's got a 64.
Did you set your lineup yet?
I did. Yeah. I have a questionable in there, but I can wait till Monday. I can wait till Sunday.
Damian Harris.
Damian Harris is my questionable. I have two running backs on the bench and one in my flex.
Right. Running backs. We were talking about this the other day. They're going to become like money.
They are gold. I traded away a wide receiver, which was weird. Because I didn't.
There's still some solid receivers on waivers that you can get. Running back.
I just picked up Zach Pascal.
Yeah, the top available receiver at the moment. That's not the right place to go. You have to click on players.
Click on team and then players. Yeah.
Yeah. The top available wide receiver right now is Emmanuel Sanders, which isn't bad, and Watkins too. Watkins is number two, which isn't bad either. Running backs. The top one is Ronald Jones. And he was just let go today. And Ronald Jones' first two games, he's logged -1.6 and 4.6.
Yep.
So running backs are going to become like gold in this league because nobody has any.
I'm going to let you know a little secret.
Okay.
And this can help you out against Matt Watling.
Matt Watling, Gorilla Television.
And I'm going to say this to you right now, and I want you to do something about it. Because if you don't do anything about it, I will. Sony Michel, this week might be the lead back for the LA Rams, and he is on
against the LA Rams.
Rams.
Oh, yeah, he's
against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right, yes. So if I were you, I would either pick him up, or if you don't need him, I would do it. I would do it now before someone else does.
Yeah.
I.e. me, but I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt here. If you need him. Pick him up against Matt Watling.
But would you start him over Chase Edmonds?
Who?
Because I might pick him up just to have him. They're playing Jacksonville. So I was thinking about starting Chase Edmonds again because he's been pretty solid. It's tough. Now, you shouldn't have told me this because I think I'm going to pick him up anyway because if he's going to be the lead back.
Well, no, only for a week. Only for a week.
Why?
Because Henderson is potentially out this week. So at the moment, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But only for the week.
The only reason I'm saying running backs, because I want Gross. We can trade picks this year. So it's like it's a keepers league. Yeah, so it's almost like it's a real league. I want more picks. Now, you and I are the only two to have traded for more draft picks.
Yes.
So,
and I think it's going to remain that way for a little bit because I'm not sure many people are keen to trading. I'm not keen to trading, but now that we have draft picks, I'm keen to trading.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I like the lineup that I've been running out there. I'm playing Matt this week. I want to beat him so bad. I want to be 3-0. And Matt's just been talking so much crap this year, like more than usual.
I hate him.
Yeah.
No. Like, you know, people always joke, like, I hate him. I hate him.
Yeah, yeah. He's been going a little crazy this year. By the way, I'm glad I can finally say my opponent's team name on air, Gorilla Television. I played Jake and Mike Morano the first 2 weeks. Could not say their names.
All right. Well, I apologize. You waited too long, so I picked them up.
Yeah. Well,
but sorry. I did drop Demetric Felton. Who of the Cleveland Browns?
Yes. One new comment. Mickey G Bones made a roster move. Sonny Michel.
Mickey G Bones.
So you're 1-1. Who did you?
I lost to Matt.
Yeah, you lost to Matt, which pains you.
Which I think it pained everybody.
Yeah.
If I'm being brutally honest, it pained everybody because it gave Matt the confidence out of week one, and then he went on his high horse.
He scored 97 points.
Could you imagine if I played him in week two? I wouldn't have said a word. I would have said, good game. That's it. That's all I would have said. I wouldn't have gone off in our, you know, chats and everything. I simply would have said, good game.
Yeah. Then he
Because
he
I'm a respectful individual.
I know. You still haven't received your chance with the trophy yet either.
Don't even get me
started.
First of all, I told Luke this, all right? And I really...
In
a private message to Luke. I said, I didn't mean... Because I started some drama because I was upset, and rightfully so. So I started some drama in the chat, and I said, listen, I think there's some collusion going on because Matt got it before I did. Okay? And I only said that to stir the pot a little bit. But... I was being serious when I said I should have received it, even for a night, whatever it was, before Matt did, because I was the first winner.
The first winner of this league, yes.
Of the league. I am the inaugural champion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only fair that I get it first. And Luke goes, well, if Matt's in the area, he's going to get it. And I go, well, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. If he's in the area, that's perfectly fine. Go grab lunch with him, all right? Go get a massage. I don't care.
But
I should be the first one with the trophy.
And it didn't happen.
When he sent me the video of him holding that trophy.
Matt? Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Listen. I don't know if you understand the pain that I was in.
I want the trophy out of Matt's hands more, like, arguably more, probably not more than you, but I want it out of his hands.
I want it out of his hands more than I want to win the trophy again.
Yeah.
I do. I seriously do. I want it out of his hands more than I want to win the trophy again.
Yeah.
Because it's not as likely that I win the trophy again this year, because a lot of great teams, might I add, with this new 12-team format on Sleeper.
We did an expansion this year, yeah.
Okay. I like everybody, not everybody's team, but I like at least 8 teams to be favorable. I am one of those 8 in my mind.
Yeah.
But I like at least 8 teams to be favorable.
What teams don't you like?
Not a fan of Jake's.
You see, at the beginning of the year, you were like, I think Jake had arguably the best draft.
After 1 week, I went the other way.
Yeah.
Obviously, not a fan of Lads.
Yeah, Lads' team is
I'm being brutally honest here, and I'm playing him this week, and I might lose to him. But I'm not a huge fan of Luke.
Luke's 0-2 as well.
I don't think it's a championship team. That's the thing. I don't think his team with Teddy Two Gloves and Trevor Lawrence can take him to a championship. I just don't. You need an average of, 25 per quarterback?
Yeah.
Or at least to add up to 50? That's not going to happen every single week for your two quarterbacks if you play them in the Superflex. It's just not going to happen. Or maybe it's 9 teams. Oh, I forget. Who was the other team?
Because you didn't... I know you didn't really like my team at the beginning, but... Derrick Henry, he put on a show last week.
I don't think I ever really.
And you didn't like Stafford and Cousins, which Cousins I get, but Matt Stafford, he's.
Oh, it was Dylan's team, and it's really just driven by quarterbacks. I love Dylan, great guy, but the issue is that he has Matt Ryan and Sam Darnold as his two quarterbacks. Yeah. You need at least one top five, top 8,
well,
top 9.
That was the other thing, because Josh Allen, there's 12 teams in the league, so there's 12 picks in each round. Josh Allen went 9. Patrick Mahomes went 10. So right out of the gate, you know, the league is already starred for quarterbacks, and it's a two quarterback league with 12 teams in it.
And everybody's telling me I was dumb for taking Brady and Rodgers.
No, you were not. Like, I didn't think that was dumb. I thought that was a good
some
move.
Some people said that
I just don't like Tom Brady.
Well, you know, 2 years ago in this league, I actually picked Brady and Rodgers. They were both on my team.
Yeah, they were backups.
One was a backup to the other, whatever. And it would swap depending on the matchup, whatever it was. And I normally made the right choice. But this year, I get to play them both.
Yeah, this year you get the best of both worlds.
I have no quarterback on my bench. All I have are two running backs and three wide receivers. So if anybody wants to offer me a trade,
I am hoarding
them.
I have put Christian Kirk on the trade block. I'm willing to part with him for a nice pick. I offered Brian last night. He's star for quarterbacks. I picked up Big Ben over him because Carson Wentz.
Were we not talking about that in the room when you picked him up?
Yeah, because Carson Wentz ankles both are not doing so hot.
No, never happened.
So I picked up Roethlisberger last night and I offered Brian a trade. I offered him straight up Big Ben for a 9th round pick and he rejected me.
Smart.
Of Brian?
That's smart of him.
I thought he was going to be so desperate that he would have been like, "Yeah, let me just."
No, that's smart of him. And I don't want to let everybody know or not let everybody. I don't want everybody to think that all you and I are doing are just trying to get future picks.
No, I'm not tanking the season.
That's
I'm
not
2-0.
Our goal. That's not our goal. You're 2-0. I'm a comfortable 1-1 right now. And the reason I say comfortable is because I have more faith in my team this week than I even did last week against Ladd. And this is against Luke. And I'm even projected to lose. But projected is a long shot. But I like, you know, getting those future picks. But that's not going to drive my season. That's not going to drive my roster. And I always like the team I draft with. But if there is a player that I have that I'm not going to use as often, or if there is a player that I really want, I'm gonna do something about it. I'm gonna make a trade.
Gonna do something about it. Well, we got a little bit distracted by fantasy football, but this year especially, like I've been all in. I know you've been all in. Jake too. Everybody in our league has really kind of been like
a lot of money on the line.
No, there's $240 on the line and a beautiful, magnificent trophy on the line as well. So when we come back, we'll talk about the Giants, Bills, and Jets games. We'll combine that with picks of the week. Ladd did give me his picks. We've done this segment for 3 weeks, and every single time, Ladd has not been here. The streak continues today. His third time, the third time we're doing picks of the week, and the third time he is not here. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Picks of the week and NFL previews. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Aaron Valentino, Michael Gross, filling in for Brandon Ladd today. The perfect like rainy day song to come into here, "Passion Fruit" by Drake. This was Gross's suggestion. Oh, did it?
Hold on, it's still going.
I haven't heard this song in a minute.
Yeah, I play this song all the time with Jake and I on the radio because it's a perfect rainy afternoon. Man.
Yeah.
Type of song.
Chill, relax. You're laid back in your chair. You got your feet up on the other chair. Yeah. Gross is absolutely vibing right now.
This was my hour off until, everything burns down.
Yeah.
You know, in flames. So.
And then two women's soccer games, by the way, this weekend. It's the Potsdam-Plattsburgh week.
Yeah.
For Oswego women's soccer. I'm going to tell a story. When I was doing games for TOP, and Brittany actually had the good idea of doing sideline reporters for some of the fall sports. So I was doing sideline report for Oswego men's soccer versus Plattsburgh. And like even that
game. Do I know this story?
Even that game, the Plattsburgh fans and the Oswego fans are yelling at each other. The fans are yelling at the Plattsburgh kids. It was scary. Like genuinely like people are screaming at each other. You think hockey's bad? Oh, my God. Like, it's all sports. It's literally every single sport at Oswego State where the rivalry is, like, that real.
I can safely say that my first ever experience with a Plattsburgh-Oswego rivalry came as a hockey game. It was the year before I started attending SUNY Oswego. I was on a visit I was in like a walker type of thing. I had a scooter because I had torn ligaments in my foot from running track and field, and I was up here visiting. And I actually not only got in to see the game, but I got in for free and sat in the handicap section because I was at the time.
No, you went to Whiteout before you even really knew what it was. How sick. You must have been that, like, holy crap.
That made me. I made the decision that night. I made the decision that night during the game, I believe. And they won. And I made that decision that night.
No, they didn't win.
No.
And I'm going to tell you why.
You're right. They didn't win. You're right. But I made that decision that night after the first period.
That's crazy. Like, what are the chances that you come on Whiteout weekend?
And do you know what? I was interviewed.
Oh, really?
As a prospective student in the bookstore by none other than Ben Grieco.
No way.
A year later, we reconvene, and he goes, did I interview you a year ago? I was like, yeah, I think you did. He goes, meteorology major? I go, ex-meteorology major.
Now you were going to major in meteorology?
Yes, sir.
Really?
I was obsessed. I wanted to be a storm chaser.
Really? Have you ever seen Storm Chasers, like the show?
Oh, yeah.
Great show.
Oh, yeah. Reed Timmer in The Dominator.
Yes!
Yep. I used to be a meteorology major.
That's crazy. By the way, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you want to be like a broadcast meteorologist or like a meteorologist meteorologist?
No, I wanted to chase storms.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to put myself
in the tornado.
In the Midwest, yeah. In the tornado.
That's what I wanted to do.
Are you out of your mind? Well, listen, I still want to do that. I would love to do that as a hobby. I did leave out an important piece of information that helped in my decision. And I still have it today. While we were sitting there in the very top watching the game, all of the fans there, you know, everybody's like, you know, got their like, they're flipping the bird, yeah, shall I say, yeah. And they're all like aggressive and everything. But during warmups, a puck goes off the bar, off the vent on the roof ceiling, lands in my lap.
No way.
That is the greatest story ever. I swear.
Why didn't I know this? That's not an exaggeration.
That's not I'm not fibbing, right? Not lying. This is exactly what happened.
That is crazy. That's a great story, man. Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, to get back to what we were originally talking about, Oswego women's soccer, they're going to be back in action at Laker Turf. They did just lose to King's College on Monday by a final score of 4-1. They are 2-1 on the year. They had a couple canceled games, but now they're back and ready to roll. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, it'll be Dominic Perrone and Joey Palatsky on the call over on Stream 2 for the Plattsburgh State Cardinals versus the Oswego State Lakers. And then on Saturday, it'll be Zach Malamade and I on the call for the Oswego State Lakers taking on the Potsdam Bears at 1 o'clock over on Stream 2. You can also catch that game over on WTOP 10, so make sure you tune in to all that coverage as the Oswego women's soccer team finally starting up conference play, which is super exciting. All right, we only got a couple more minutes to talk about picks of the week. The current score is currently 8-7, Ladd over me. We got a couple games tonight. Really quickly, I don't want to talk about this too much, but Panthers-Texans, who do you got?
I'm going to have to say Panthers for the sole purpose that I need DJ Moore to have at least 2 touchdowns.
Ladd is also going Panthers. I'm going to go Panthers as well.
Oh.
Just because I think Sam's been playing really well. I think the Panthers have been playing really well so far this year. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. But currently, Panthers are 2-0 and have a really good shot of being 3-0 by the end of tonight. All right, now we can get in a little bit more in depth. Bills versus the Washington football team, gross. Bills won 35-0. Josh Allen didn't look that great. He hasn't looked great through the first 2 games this season. You'd like to see the running game get going a little bit more. They got it going a little bit against Miami. Hoping to continue that success with Josh Allen, having a little bit more success of his own this week against the football team.
He's got a lot of options in his receiving core and even out of the backfield, being able to throw to Singletary, being able to just... Hello, Megan.
Megan's distracting
Hello,
us,
Megan.
Waving through the
Hi,
glass.
And just in general, he's got a lot of options. And I have the Bills defense this week, which I'm still on the edge about, but because they're playing the Washington football team, who can play well and can also
they got weapons
not
over
play
there.
Well. But I have the Bills.
Yeah,
I have the Bills. I think it's a clear cut.
I'm going to go with the Bills as well. I hope. I mean, I don't hope because I don't enjoy the Bills. I don't enjoy Josh Allen. But for Bills fans' sake, you have to hope that the running game keeps going. Zach Moss and Devin Singletary had solid games last week. Josh Allen, you know, not that he's been bad. Something's just been off. And you'd like to see him, you know, kind of fix that against a weaker opponent in the Washington football team. Giants, Falcons, both teams 0-2, both teams looking for a win. The Giants are going to come into this game in either two ways. One, they're going to be depressed. They're going to be depressed as all heck. They're not going to be motivated. They're not going to want to play football today. And Matt Ryan will absolutely dine them up. Or they're going to come in extremely angry, ready to rock, ready to roll, and ready to stomp the Atlanta Falcons, who have been terrible through their first two games this year.
Well, didn't the Giants just lose two linebackers? No. They lost an offensive lineman in Nick Gates.
They lost him last Thursday.
As of today, he's still in the hospital. That's not an exaggeration. Hopefully he's doing well. But he fractured his leg on Thursday night. And I just, there is just something about these Giants that make me queasy. Everybody.
Really?
Like every time
the only person on the Giants roster who makes me queasy is, unfortunately, the quarterback in Daniel Jones.
I'm not even, this year, I can't even say that Saquon Barkley makes me excited because he hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
What has he done?
Line hasn't helped him. But
no, and now it gets even worse with Nick Gates gone.
Yeah. I think Saquon is just so explosive. I feel like at any time, like, something's going to happen to him.
You could set him up. Theoretically, you could set him up in the slot
on
a play. Put him on the edge, have him fake a block, and then roll out wide on a wheel route. Just, like, nice and easy. Or just fade to the corner. Doesn't matter.
Ladd is going with the Falcons. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with the Giants, but I'm still queasy on them.
I don't think the Falcons are good football team.
No,
at all.
No, I do not.
I don't think they're a good football team, so I'm also going to go with the Giants.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Jets-Broncos. Broncos favored by 10.5. Legit 10.5. They're playing at Mile High. It's tough. You know, if everybody plays the same as they did last week, except for Zach Wilson, if we get the Zach Wilson that played against the Panthers, and we get the everybody else that played against the Patriots. In theory, the Jets can win this game. With that being said, it's the New York Jets, and they're playing a Mile High. And it's real. I really want to pick the Jets. I really do. Because, you know, again, we've seen positive signs 2 weeks in a row. They just haven't resulted in wins. I don't know. What do you think?
So you say in theory. In theory, if I had a Pro Bowl team wearing green and white, they'd go 17-0 this year and win the Super Bowl. But in theory, I'm 1-0 when picking against a New York team, and the team I pick happens to be the Broncos. So in theory, I'm going to go 2-0 when I pick the Broncos.
I want to pick the Jets so bad because I don't think Teddy Bridgewater's that good. I don't know if the Broncos are really all that good. You know, I've seen positive signs from the team 2 weeks ago. I got to go with the Broncos. The Jets aren't going
to
win it. Really tough. Yeah, it's really tough to play. All right, our fun game of the week, Bucks-Rams. You already know who I'm going with. You already know who I'm going with. The man who is going to save Sean McVay's coaching career in Matt Stafford. Absolutely going with the Rams. He's going to beat that old fart in Tom Brady.
I'm going to watch this game with you this week. You and I will watch this game. What day is it? Sunday night game?
No, it is not. It's I'll look up the time. It's probably a 4:25 game.
Probably a 4:20 because it's on the West Coast.
Yes.
So, Aaron, we're going to watch this game. We can maybe put some friendly wagers on it at the time. But what I'm going to tell you now is that as good as the Rams are on both ends of the football, the Buccaneers are better.
Rams,
and that's top to bottom.
Rams 2-0, Buccaneers 2-0. You're going with it. You're going with the Bucs, I assume.
I almost think that Tom Brady is just unstoppable. Not I almost think. I do.
No, well, he is.
I do think. And I know that he is unstoppable.
But I can never,
I never bet against Brady. But you also have your, let's say, football savior in Matt Stafford.
No, not savior.
Oh, come on. That's what you've been treating him as.
Well, because I said it once. I said, I think the Rams are a really good team, and I think they could win the Super Bowl. And everybody's like, that's ridiculous. You don't know what you're talking about. So now I'm just all in because I want to be right so bad.
I never said that that is absolutely ridiculous. I said maybe you pulled that one out of the clouds. But at the same time, I understand where you're coming from. Matt Stafford does work in that Sean McVay offense. They have one of the better defenses and one of the better lines.
Matt Stafford has never had a team like this before.
I get it. I understand. But Aaron, I know that you know this better than anybody else. You never bet against Tom Brady.
No, I fully expect Tom Brady to win this game, but I can't pick him.
Yeah,
because I can't. And finally, Sunday night game. We'll do Monday night's game on Monday between the Cowboys and Eagles. Oh boy, that is going to be a fun one. Packers 49ers. Who are you going with? I think I know who you're also going with. It's also who I'm going with. Lad's taking the Rams, by the way, in the Rams-Bucks game.
Lad's taking the Rams?
Yes, because he knows. He doesn't want to support me because nobody likes to support me, but he knows. He knows what's up. Lad's a smart man.
I got the Packers, and I know you know I have the Packers.
Yeah, I'm going with the Packers as well.
I think it's the smart pick. The 49ers have shown me absolutely nothing that tells me that they're going to make another playoff run at all. I think Aaron Rodgers slowly but surely is figuring it back out, but at the same time, he's still got a long way to go. With that being said, I think the Packers defense is really good.
Yeah. And Packers are a good team.
And I don't know. I think it's simple. I can't believe Ladd is picking the Rams.
Yeah. Because gross. I'm telling you right now, he knows. He knows Sean McVay is one of the best coaches in the NFL, if not the best. But that's not true. Bill Belichick is the best coach in the NFL. That is going to do it for today and this week's edition of Sports Hour. I want to thank Michael Gross for filling in for Brandon Ladd on short notice today. Go pick up your copy of The Gonian tomorrow. Listen to some women's soccer tomorrow over on Stream 2. And have a great rest of your day and weekend, everybody.